Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week. Show. With Morgan number two.
What's up, y'all? Happy weekend. Excited to be hanging out with y'all here on a Saturday with my guy, Lunchbox. What's up?
Oh, man, just working 7 days a week is rough on the life. You know what I'm saying? Really cramps my style and really messes with my social life. But, hey, you know, hey, I'm here for the people.
We don't keep secrets from the listeners here. We ain't recording this on a Saturday. This is a Friday.
I know. We're not recording it. It's live.
Oh, man. Well, Lunchbox is here with me this weekend, and we've got some things to talk about. So, you ready, Lunch?
Oh, I am born ready. You know what I mean? If there's one thing I was born to do, it's to talk.
All right.
And to, yeah, you know the other one.
Yeah. Okay. Well, at number seven this week, you guys took the U.S. citizenship quiz, which was pretty hard, but you did good. Good job.
Thank you. I mean, I'll tell you what, and I didn't even pay attention in school back in the day. I don't know how I got some of the questions right. Don't know, have any clue.
That's fair. But you know what? I'm proud of you. You did really good on this, but we're not going to talk about your citizenship because, you know.
Well, I am a pretty good citizen.
As we have learned over time, you have confessed things, and not always are you the best citizen.
But I'm an upstanding citizen. Like, I live in the community, and, you know.
You just live in the community?
Yeah.
All you got?
I pay my taxes.
Do you, though?
Yeah, I do. Like, when I go buy some of the store, they charge me tax. So I do pay my taxes.
But then you get a lot of your taxes back.
But I don't think it's that tax that I'm getting back. I don't know. I don't understand taxes. I don't get it. But hey, you know what can you say? You know?
I don't think most people get them.
Well, no, I don't think anybody understands them. But I know that there's no taxation without representation.
Okay. Well, we're not here to talk about citizenship or taxes.
USA, USA.
We are going to talk about something that maybe you've watched recently that you want to suggest other people watch. You got any movie, TV show recommendations?
Oh, yeah. I talked about it on the show this week.
Yeah.
The Bear. It's a new show that I found thanks to my sister-in-law recommending it. And so my wife and I sat down and we cracked it open, and it's a fun show.
And you just
it's intense.
Totally never realized like the 18 times we talked about it on the show.
No, I didn't think I'd ever
heard
of it.
Were you playing a crossword puzzle when we were talking about that?
Who knows? I was like, I'd never heard of that show in my life. And so when my sister-in-law told me about it, I was like, oh, let me look it up. And then when you guys were like, oh, we talk about this show. And I'm like, on this show? I guess maybe you guys did.
Oh,
I don't
multiple
know.
Multiple times. This wasn't even like a one-time occurrence. Like, that show got brought up a few times.
That's my bad. That's my bad. But yeah, I mean.
You probably shouldn't have admitted that because technically it means you weren't paying attention.
No, you don't remember everything we talk about on the show. That's just the pure facts of life. You can't remember every conversation we had. We have too many conversations. I've been doing this now for, let me look at my watch, 19 years. So I can't remember everything that has been discussed. I don't have that much brain capacity to listen all that much. I can't pay attention that long.
Lunch, 19 years.
Yeah.
You getting up there, buddy.
19 years. Found out it wasn't his.
Is that how that goes? Is
no, it's 18 years. 18 years.
Found out it wasn't his.
Yeah.
Right?
Kanye. That was a gold digger.
Well, The Bear. Anything else you watched that you want to suggest?
Survivor.
Okay, that's not a new one.
The Challenge, World Championships. Oh, Letterkenny is one. I don't know if anybody's ever watched this. I have no idea. It is so freaking funny. It's about a little town in Canada and these guys. It's very enjoyable. I'm watching Southside.
Wait, what is the Letterkenny on? Letterkenny? Is that what you're
Letterkenny.
Saying?
Letterkenny. It's on Hulu.
Okay.
It may come on something else, but I don't know.
Yeah.
You're going to think it's... I don't know if you're going to enjoy it.
Oh, you think I shouldn't watch it?
No, I think you should. I want to know if you like it.
You just told me you don't think I would enjoy it.
I don't know if you like funny stuff.
I do like funny stuff.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't like thrillers. That's not
it's not a thriller.
I don't like it.
And another one I watch is Southside on HBO. It's pretty funny. It is. I don't know if anybody's ever
heard. The only thing you watch comedy?
No.
All the ones you have just brought up are all comedy.
Well,
or reality
I don't
TV.
Think the That's bear like the is team. Comedy. That doesn't seem like
comedy. Is it a drama? Would you consider? I haven't seen it yet.
I would consider it drama. Like, it's like, oh.
But like, would you cry watching it?
I've never cried watching it, but there's a couple funny moments, but I wouldn't consider it a comedy. I'm watching Succession season 2 for the second time because my wife doesn't remember watching it the first time. So that's kind of annoying. I mean, what else am I sort of
listen, watch? It's hard though to remember something after it's been out for like a year and you already binged it and then you have to catch up with the next season. It's hard.
Yeah. Have you ever watched Dave?
No, I've watched like one episode.
Oh my gosh.
Is that your kind of humor?
That show is hysterical.
Yeah, that's your kind of humor.
Oh, did you not think it was hilarious?
Not the first episode I watched, but I didn't watch more than that, so I don't really have a good assessment of the full thing.
And I think there's a new season coming out, so I need to watch it.
And to correct you, The Bear is a comedy series, yes.
It's not a comedy.
It straight up says, yes, The Bear is a comedy series. At least that's how it's been designated through the award cycle.
I don't know how. Can someone please hit me on social media and tell me how that's a comedy? Because it's not funny the whole time.
They could also be dramedies where they're comedy and drama.
What else have I watched? I mean, I really haven't watched that much.
I have a new one for you to watch that I think you and your wife would both really like. It's called The Night Agent on Netflix.
No.
Yeah. What? It's an action movie or it's an action TV show.
Let me look at it.
It has 80% for audience score on Rotten Tomatoes. Like it is so good. I binged all 10 episodes. It's about this guy.
The Night Agent.
Who has to answer the phone in the basement of the White House. And it's a phone that never rings until it does. And something happens. And it's like this whole series and it's just twists and turns that you just really don't see coming. And it's so good. So, so good.
Is it real cheesy?
It wasn't cheesy, no. Like, trust me, there are things I've watched on Netflix and I was like, that was cheesy. This was not cheesy.
Because I'm looking at the pictures and it looks cheesy.
Nope. I was hesitant at first because I was like, oh, this is one that like Netflix is telling me I should watch.
Yeah.
But it is so good. Lunch.
Okay.
My sister loves it. There was somebody else that recommended it to me and everybody has said like the same thing, that it's really good.
Okay.
It's action movie, like full on action.
I get that. I like action.
So I just give it a try. Watch the first episode.
Okay. I mean... I'm not going to guarantee you anything because I got so much going on right now with like Succession, Survivor. I don't get very many TV shows.
I know, but this is why I'm giving, and it's one season, 10 episodes, one season.
I know, but I've got to catch up on Succession. I haven't started Ted Lasso yet.
Oh, Ted Lasso is so good.
No, I haven't started the last season.
I know, it's so good. The new season's good.
What else am I?
Because that was one of the ones that I have on my list. Because I've been Wednesdays, I watch Mandalorian and Ted Lasso, and it is so good.
Okay,
I've been laughing a lot. Like Ted's been pretty funny this season.
Yeah, I like I said, Wednesdays is for Survivor.
Your nighttime's for it's fair. Everybody got their thing.
Well, it comes out on Wednesday, so we watch it.
Yeah, that's when Ted Lasso comes out. Wednesdays have become like a frequent one because that's also the day that Mandalorian comes out.
I don't care about that.
It's so good lunch.
No, I will not watch Star Wars.
It's my lunchtime preview so I can watch it like as soon as it comes out.
Oh, another good one is Shark Tank. I think people should watch Shark Tank.
Okay, these are not new. I was actually
Yeah, they have new episodes. I think that's all the new ones I watch.
Okay, well I have a family movie you can watch on Netflix that's really good.
Hit me.
Chupa. So it's about the El Chupacabras. In Mexico and like the storyline of them. It's a family movie.
No, it's not. My 4-year-old is not going to watch about chupacabras.
It has the chupacabra is adorable. Yes, he would. I promise. He would love it.
Okay.
It's a really cute movie, good family movie. And
yeah, 64% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I told you it's a family movie. Okay. Family movies never perform well on Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay.
So it's not one like you're going to watch by yourself. But if your kids are watching, you want to watch something new, you can watch Tupa on Netflix. It's a really cute movie.
Okay.
Fair?
Got it.
Okay. Because since you're not going to watch Mandalorian, which is easily one of the best TV shows I've watched in the last 10 years. But okay.
Well, I will not watch it.
That's good.
I understand. I believe
you're... But you don't like anything sci-fi. Like, that is not your realm.
I hate sci-fi. Mm-mm. Let me tell you, science is not my thing.
Can I ask you if you like... I'm gonna list like five popular sci-fi movies, and I just want to know if you like any of them.
Hit me.
Okay? Ready Player One.
Never seen it.
Okay? Avatar.
No.
Didn't like it?
Oh, God.
Okay. The main Avengers movie.
Never seen it.
The Dark Knight.
That's good. That's not sci-fi.
That's technically in the category of sci-fi.
No. That is Batman. That is not sci-fi.
Everything when it comes to heroes is typically in some category or subcategory of sci-fi.
I don't see that's liberal. That's being loose with your with your description, because there's nothing sci-fi about it.
Science fiction, by definition. Let me read you the thing.
I don't need you to be Webster Dictionary.
No, I'm just telling you why it's classified as that. Fiction based on imagined future scientific or technological advances. And Batman has a whole lot of technological advances.
So then you're going to tell me Iron Man is sci-fi.
Oh, yeah, it absolutely
is. It is not sci-fi. It is superhero.
Oh, yeah, it's superhero. It's classified in a lot of different ways.
Okay, well.
But sci-fi is like a major movie category.
Okay, well, then you're, yeah, okay.
I'm just
I'm talking like not Star Wars. That's sci-fi crap.
Yes, that is sci-fi.
That is main sci-fi.
You're thinking sci-fi is really more space related.
Yeah.
But it's not.
Oh.
It's based on anything that really involves any type of future-esque type of feeling. And Iron Man definitely is that. He was ahead of his time.
Yeah.
Okay. Did anybody else have any Iron Man suits?
Not that I remember.
Yeah, see?
Okay, so, give me another one.
Okay, and then I had four for you, right? What was the last one? There's a really popular one that I'm trying to think of. Crap.
Braveheart.
That's not sci-fi.
What do you mean? It's about the future.
I mean, then it could be. I've never seen it. I've never seen Braveheart. Oh, my gosh. Let me look at my list that I had. I had a whole list.
Yeah,
I had to go research what sci-fi is.
Ready Player One. I don't know what that is.
That's a great movie. Okay, well, do you like Superman?
Yeah, that's good.
He is also on the sci-fi. What about E.T.? Did you watch the E.T. movie?
Yeah, that was good back in the day. That's fine.
There's some you like.
But that's not...
Those are sci-fi.
Okay.
You just have to remember, sci-fi is like a overarching category.
Okay. Well, then so is comedy. I mean...
Yeah, comedy's one. Comedy, romantic comedies, sci-fi,
No. Why do we call them romantic comedies? Just call them comedies. They're comedies.
Yeah, they could also fall under that. Like,
that's what I'm saying. You could put them in every umbrella.
No, yes and no.
No, yes.
Most will lean one way or another. Tron was the movie I was thinking of. Have you ever seen
it? I never even heard of that.
It was a very popular game, like arcade game, turned into a movie. Did you ever play arcade games growing up?
Very rarely.
You just really like, you stay away from like all the nerdy S type things, don't you?
Oh my God, Tron looks so stupid. I'm looking at the picture and it looks so dumb.
Oh man.
Like, this is Tron? Mm-hmm. With these helmets and stuff?
Yeah, that's the old one. The new one's really good.
No, it's not.
Well, it's definitely more advanced because of the technology that was used to create it. I'm just laughing. I mean...
Yeah, I never even heard of that. But yes, did I play... I mean, I would go to the arcade or once in a while play some Street Fighter, but I wasn't a big video game person. I mean, my parents didn't buy me video games, so I didn't have
video games. Really why. I feel like that's where video games is kind of where it starts, where that sci-fi kind of creeps in.
Yeah, we played some NBA Jam. We'd go to the arcade and play NBA Jam, but I wasn't like one that sat there all day and tried to beat the game. I didn't do that.
Yeah.
I hit up Tilt.
Are like the gateway.
Did you ever go
to
Tilt at North Cross Mall?
No, I didn't grow up in Texas.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Is a very specific area that you're talking about.
Sorry you didn't go to freaking North Cross Mall in Austin. All right.
What's Tilt, though?
Maybe it was video arcade.
Oh, yeah, no.
Like, me and Forrest in high school, we'd skip Miss R's class, U.S. History, AP, and we'd go to Furs Cafeteria, which is like where you eat a bunch of stuff. We eat, then go over to Tilt, play video games, and then go back to class with 10 minutes left in class. Mm. And as long as you were there with 10 minutes.
Great U.S. citizen.
As long as you were there with 10 minutes left in class, she would pass you.
All right. So you did play some, but just
but not, not. Yeah, it wasn't like my, oh my God, I can't wait to go play this game. The new Street Fighter came out. No, if we were there, we wouldn't play it. Cool.
Yeah, I do feel like the video games were definitely a gateway to like sci-fi and more of that-esque culture.
Nerds.
Oh, I loved, listen, I played Nintendo, Xbox. Like, I loved video games.
Oh, no.
It's my jam. We had a place growing up called All Star Sports. And they had like go-karting and mini golf.
Yeah, that's a good place. I like that place.
But they also had arcade games and everything.
Yeah, it's on the north side of town.
Yes, in Wichita. I don't think it's a chain, but yeah, it's in Wichita.
No, but I've been there.
Yeah?
When I went to Wichita.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, and they got batting cages.
Yeah, and they have a golfing range.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a cool spot. Yeah. I wish Nashville had something like that.
Does it still have that? Do they still have it?
Still there.
Yeah.
And you can play laser tag. Like, it's got everything you could want.
Yeah. You act like I'd never been there.
No, I'm not. I don't assume. I mean, you did with me because I didn't grow up in Texas.
I didn't grow up in Wichita, but when I went to that place.
Oh. Why did you go to All-Star?
For the radio station.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. I was like, why would you be there?
Whenever we were in town, they took us there or something for some event with listeners. I don't remember.
That was one of our, so we had PTO nights at school.
Okay.
And that was one of the places we went. It was that, Joyland, and the roller skating rink.
Oh, we did roller skating rink. Yeah. We used it every Friday night.
Did you guys have PTO nights?
I don't know what PTO is.
I don't even know what PTO stands for, but it's called PTO nights. And it was, I think it was...
Parent-teacher outing?
No, I think it was related to parent-teacher conferences.
Oh.
And it was something like parents get the night off kind of thing to go to the parent-teacher conferences and the kids go to do something. You know what I mean?
Like, they drop off the kids. Then?
Well, it's not like for young kids. It's like middle school and up. And they all go and there's people there. And they have chaperones.
I don't remember having that. But I remember going to the skating rink when I was in second grade with my school. And it was the one on Rutland. It was the wood floor, the wood skating rink.
Yeah.
And my sister was a year older than me. She was in third grade and she was there too. And we get done and my mom picks us up and she was like, "How was it?" And my sister was like, "So embarrassing." And my mom was like, "Why?" And she was like, "He kept slapping Miss Butler on the butt." That was my second grade teacher. It was my second grade teacher. And she was like, "Every time he'd go around the rink, he'd slap her on the butt." And I said, "What?" She liked it.
Oh my God. You know what's funny? If somebody asked who I was recording with this weekend, I said, "The hooligan." And they're like, "Who's that?" I said, "I think you can guess." And they're like, "Lunchbox?" I said, "Yes." And this is why I call you the hooligan.
Man,
of all of these stories.
I smacked her on the butt every time around the skating rink. And every morning I'd slap her on the butt in school.
You're so weird. Okay. We're moving on from this.
Here's the thing. Lunchbox. And sometimes, I won't even say it.
Yeah. We're going to move forward.
But we had her on the air one time, and she freaking talked about it.
So weird. Yeah, she probably never forgot it, because this little kid kept hitting her on the butt. Oh, my gosh. Okay, we're moving on. Lunchbox.
Is that creepy?
It is creepy. You finally paid Bobby. That happened. We're just going to leave that there. They can go listen to that on the
Best Bits.
Of course
I did. I always pay my business partners.
It took you a long time, but we got there.
Hey, that's what business is.
And because this was a pretty massive update, you got any other updates on anything? Is there anything big going on in your life that you haven't shared yet?
No.
Nothing?
Nothing. I mean, I have nothing big.
Or just like an update, like something happened, you're like, "Oh, I got an update on that."
No. I mean, really nothing's happened to me. I got sick a couple weeks ago, but I'm better now.
Yeah? No more stuff coming out all the holes?
No. Oh, man, that was bad.
But
it wasn't as bad as the last time I had it. Like, back in December, I had that where it was coming out both ends.
You really have become a sick lane. Like, sick often.
You don't understand. When you have kids, and people listening to this that have kids, they understand.
Oh, yeah. I know why.
It just doesn't matter. Like, the kids are petri dishes for germs.
Yes.
And it's crazy because it doesn't affect the kids as bad as it affects the parents.
Yes, but you also just called your kids petri dishes. And
well, they are.
So weird.
That's where the lab and the science, you know, your science fiction.
I know what a petri dish is.
And they mix all that stuff up and this stuff grows and like they drew mold and stuff.
Okay.
But I will say this. When I am doing that, like when I'm puking or whatever and I'm laying on the floor and worried about passing out, and I do build a fort around the toilet now because I pass out when I throw up, so I put clothes on both sides of the toilet.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I sit there and I'm like, how do single parents do it? There isn't. I can't even help my kids right now. I can't even get myself off the floor. How would I help my kids? So, I mean, I'm just like, dang, that's mad respect for all those single parents. That's legit hard.
Hey, Hey, listen, I'm glad you're getting some perspective on things. I'm very proud of you.
Well, I'm good. I'm glad you're proud of me.
I am. That didn't need that whole story, though.
Let's see. What other updates
do I
have?
I need some help with you, from you for an update on my life.
Oh, what's your update?
Well, I've put in the adoption papers to adopt my cat.
That's right.
The foster cat that I have.
Mm-hmm.
And
so do you have to go in front of a judge or what? Like, what, no. What is it? Like, you mean you got to put your papers in?
So I have to, like, go through the humane. They have, like, a process because they want to make sure all the adopters are, like, good. And yeah. They check out and they're good people. And so I'm kind of, like, waiting on that. And she has a final checkup. So by the time that this makes everybody's airwaves, I could have adopted her by now.
Well,
but
we're live.
In this moment.
But we're live.
We're not. In this moment, I have the papers in for her to officially okay. adopt her. But I'm trying to decide.
Do I get to come to the adoption ceremony? Because like I went to Eddie's kids, so do I get to come to your cat? Like,
no, I don't think it's like that.
Oh, come
it's
on,
not
man.
Like that whole setting. They'll just like take a picture of me and her, and that's what it is. That's the okay, presentation. Right.
That's it.
But her name, the shelter gave her the name Hazel.
Oh, you're going to, don't change it.
I think I want to change it because Hazel's kind of like older, well, yeah. older name.
Yeah, yeah, but Hazel is old.
She's only 8. That's not old for a cat.
Okay, but... Go ahead. Like she's been called Hazel for 8 years.
No. The shelter gave her that name. They don't know what her name was before.
Oh, boy. So she, all right. This is her third name in
and
the
I
last 6 months.
I don't even
know
that she had a name at the place because she came from such a horrible hoarding situation.
Okay.
Like, I don't even know if she had a name there.
Okay.
But I'm thinking of changing it to Boots because she has little boots and she's coming from Nashville.
She has little boots.
Yeah, she on her fur color is brown, is like dark brown, and then it's light brown. So she has like straight up boots on her
I
feet.
Oh, I thought you put, I honest to God.
You thought I put boots on her?
Yes, and I was going to be like, Morgan, I'm going to contact, I was literally going to contact the Humane Association and say, do not allow her to adopt this cat.
That would be mean.
Do not.
You're supposed to vouch for me. I'm a great pet owner.
No, I understand that, but if you're putting boots on your cat, then
she has her own boots.
No, I get it now. But if you did, I wasn't gonna allow it.
It's like boots with the fur. It's straight
boots
up her.
With the fur.
Yeah.
Looking at her.
And I got her in Nashville. So I feel like Boots is a really cute name, and Boots and Remy sounds cute.
Yeah.
Remy and Boots.
That's cool. That's a good name.
So but should I keep Hazel or should I change it to Boots?
I'd go to Boots.
You go in with that side?
Yeah.
I need like I'm
And
getting
that's what
votes.
Eddie calls his wife, so that's cool too.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
So it's like you're hanging out with Eddie's wife the whole time.
Okay, well, that's not what I am meaning that by. But Boots feels like, it reminds me of the cat in Shrek. Boots. Puss in Boots.
Oh, I know Puss in Boots.
Yeah.
That movie just came out about called Puss in Boots.
Yeah, his own movie. So it's kind of like...
Oh, he comes from Shrek?
Yeah, he came from Shrek. You don't remember Shrek where he comes out and he's like this whole character?
I mean, I remember Shrek, but let's be honest. I wasn't a kid when Shrek came out. I was a little bit older, so I may have watched the first one, but I don't remember it.
And I can't remember if Puss in Boots was in Shrek or Shrek 2, but he was in one of the first two.
Okay. But yeah, I maybe need to go watch that with the kids.
Yeah, you should. He's good. But that's also like, you know, Boots. And Puss in Boots is a cat.
Got it. Not bad. It's not a bad name.
Yeah, so your vote is to Boots.
Yeah, I like it.
All right. Thanks for the help. I appreciate
Hazel
it.
Boots.
Hazel Boots. She could be Boots Hazel. Nah.
Just name it Boots.
Boots has to be the first name, so...
Name her Toots.
Okay, not that. It's not a 5-year-old naming the cat. Oh.
It is funny when you say about a 5-year-old naming an animal. I've met someone, they're like, oh, this is my dog, Strawberry. And I'm like, what? 5-year-old named it, or a kid named it.
Yep.
You know what I mean? They name it the weirdest things.
If a kid names a pet, you know
fluff.
It's about to be a funny name.
It's like ridiculous, like mm-hmm. Spider-Man. I'm like, oh, that's a cool name.
Our bunny growing up was called Cuddles. Our turtle growing up was called Spike. Like, very literal. Just
that's great.
Straight up names.
That's funny that you had a bunny.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Dad got to name our dog that we had when I was a kid, and her name was Reba. He named her after Reba McIntyre.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. See?
And then our cat was also literal. My mom named her, though, and her name was Safi because she was a Siamese. Like, she was a and her eyes were sapphire. Also
okay.
very literal.
Yeah,
but
very
they
literal.
But they had more logical. Ours was, like, Cuddles, Spike, like, just pieces of them. So, yes. That's pretty
funny.
Accurate.
Yeah. We had Nikki and Cricket, but that was her name when we
was
got
it
them.
Was it Cricket a cricket?
No, Cricket was a dog.
Why'd you name the dog Cricket?
That was her name when we got her. That was the name when we got her from the pound.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, it was Cricket. All right, cool.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but, like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Eddie shared something that happened on the show with his kids this week. His son seems to think there is a thing such as called the fingernail princess, kind of like the tooth fairy, but instead you lose a fingernail, you put it under the pillow and you get money. So Eddie told us kind of that story and what happened. And I'd love to know if anybody else out there have their kids have invented something like this, or if they also think that there is a fingernail princess out there, because I did not ever get a visit from a fingernail princess. Did you, Lunch?
Never heard of that.
You know?
Never.
This is a thing, potentially, but we don't know.
No, I've never had a princess visit me.
See, you know, same.
Yeah, but I've had a fairy, a bunny, and a Claus.
Yeah, those are about the ones.
Those are about the ones.
What about a leprechaun?
No, we didn't have a leprechaun visit. Like, St. Patty's Day, even though I'm Irish, we didn't have a leprechaun visit us.
Did you ever watch The Luck of the Irish on Disney?
Never heard of that.
Oh, man. Okay.
But well, I am part Irish. My grandpa.
You know, my mom's, I could see it.
My mom's dad.
You look a little Irish.
Yeah, I know. And I'm pretty awesome.
Maybe it's the beard that you got going on right now.
Yeah.
But speaking of things that exist like that, Easter just happened. Bunny was visited all over town.
Yeah.
What did you guys do for your Easter?
Oh, let me tell you. That Easter bunny came in the middle of the night. Kids woke up. Easter baskets. Like, whoa! And then they're opening whatever they got in the Easter basket, and they happen to glance outside, and they're like, there's eggs in the backyard! There's eggs in the backyard! And they were going ballistic. They were going crazy. They had to get pants on because they were just in their underwear. And they put the pants on and they were just tearing up the yard looking for eggs, going crazy. And it was very interesting because my oldest one, like when we got done, he would open all the eggs and then leave the stuff in the eggs. Mm. My middle one, he would dump them all out. And so he put it all in a plastic bag. Which was so weird. So my 4-year-old still has like stuff in the eggs in the basket.
Yeah.
And my 3-year-old and my 1-year-old actually went and picked up a couple of eggs. He understood what to do, kind of. And then my 3-year-old, in the middle of the week, he left his bag out on the front porch.
Oh no.
And a squirrel ate it all. Like a squirrel ate through the plastic like Ziploc bag and ate all the stuff in it.
I shouldn't be laughing, but that's hilarious.
And I have never seen my 3-year-old more devastated in my life.
Why did he leave it out?
I don't know. He was getting in the car and he set it on the porch and then we left and forgot and came back and it was eaten through.
Dang, dude, the squirrels at your house are a little aggressive.
Yeah.
You have one attack you, now you have one eating your kids' Easter goodies.
Yeah, and it was crazy because he was just crying and crying, and my wife's trying to console him. So then I'm trying to console him. Then our neighbor comes out, and he runs, and the neighbor lady is like, are you okay? And he runs over, no, a squirrel ate all my stuff from the Easter bunny. And he was, I mean, I've never seen him cry like this, like over anything. And I was just like, dang. And so lucky though, I don't know, the Easter Bunny made a special trip back to the house.
Oh.
A couple hours later, found out that freaking he had a bad time and Easter Bunny dropped off some more goods on the front porch. It was awesome.
And he was happy again?
Oh, he was going crazy. Oh, the Easter Bunny, I did not know the Easter Bunny came back. I didn't know the, and like when we were hiding, like when we was picking eggs, he's like, the Easter Bunny, this is my middle child, is crazy. He put an egg in the tree. The Easter Bunny is crazy. Like he is just like over, like, he's like, I did not know. Like that is so cool. He came back. Like he knew the squirrel ate my goods. And
that's so funny. Did he at least learn the valuable lesson that he should not leave his stuff out?
Then he told us, Mama, this time we'll put it in a bag, but we will not leave it on the front porch.
Oh, there
we will
go.
Not leave it on the porch. And if I do, you guys need to bring it inside.
He at least learned to tell you guys to make sure.
No. He kind of blaming us. Like it was our fault. He was like blaming us. And I was like, it ain't my fault.
It might have been.
No, he left it there. I didn't know he left it
there.
Hey,
I'm siding with the kid.
Of course you are.
It was
a great, Easter was so fun. Like, I mean, literally they ate candy all dang day. Like we would serve, like for dinner, we had a ham and they didn't eat any ham because they were full on candy. Like, I don't know how they didn't vomit because they ate those big chocolate bunnies. They ate the whole thing. I mean, it was just like.
Oh, they were like in hog heaven.
Oh yeah. Hog heaven. Chicken nuggets for lunch? I don't want any. I want chocolate. What? I want jelly beans. No.
And you just let them? You just let them go all at it?
Yeah. Like, whatever, dude.
No limits?
No limit soldiers. That's what they were. No limit soldiers.
Oh, I love that for them. It sounds like you guys had a good time.
It was a blast.
I do. You know, I miss Easter egg hunts. Like, I remember them. We used to do them on our property with the whole family when I was growing up. And this property was my grandma and grandpa's. And there'd be Easter eggs hidden all over. And like, this is open field. Like you're ducking and diving for Easter eggs against all the cousins and everything. And
that's fun.
So much fun.
Yeah. And I got to say though, I don't know what has happened. Maybe society has gone crazy, but now there's just so many Easter egg hunts. Like there's an Easter egg hunt at this park. There's an Easter egg hunt at this park. This church is having an Easter egg hunt. This church is having an Easter egg hunt. This school's having, it's like, guys, what happened to just like one Easter egg hunt and like instead of having 10 throughout the week? Seems kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's sort of like all these businesses now when Halloween comes around. This business is having a trunk or treat on Wednesday. This one's having a trunk or treat on Tuesday. It's like, what in the world?
Well, they all have to participate now, right? They all have to have something going on for the holidays.
I guess, and maybe I'm just a bah humbug.
I guess it's better to have more than less. It means more people want to celebrate.
But you do have to
kind of pick and choose.
Well, no. We just do our Easter egg hunt at our house, and that's it. We don't go to the other ones.
Yeah, that's fair. See, then you can pick and choose. But I do think it's good for people who maybe don't want to do an Easter egg hunt. But I love, listen, my niece and nephew were in town for Easter. It was their first time visiting Nashville.
Yeah.
And I got to put out a full Easter egg hunt for them, and I had the best time. Like, so much fun watching them. Like, so much fun seeing.
I don't know how you put them out. The Easter Bunny put them out at my house.
Oh,
but
well, I work with the Easter egg bunny. You haven't met him?
No, not me.
Dang, he trusts me.
He didn't trust me.
He does not trust you.
That must be it. That's it.
Yeah, somebody's got to be communicated with in the house. It's probably your wife.
No,
somebody's always in touch with the guy. You know,
I'm just
telling
you, the bunny ain't communicating with me. Bunny just hops along, and I mean, I show up, and I'm like, dang, there's eggs. And I'm like, that's legit.
No communication with Box at the house.
No.
He's a pretty cool guy, though. I can't lie.
I'm a little jealous that you know him.
I know. But listen, it was really fun to just watch the whole experience and be a part of it and get to see my niece and nephew running around the yard picking up Easter eggs.
It is pretty cool. So happy Easter, everybody. 2 weeks later.
Oh,
is it a week later?
Yeah, isn't it a week later? It just happened, didn't it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, my God. I don't know. Time is freezing my brain.
And time is, what is time? Time is just a figment
we
of our imagination.
We are not going to go on a tangent about time right now.
Yeah, I mean, what is time? Time is just so endless, but it's so definite.
Oh my goodness.
So like unattainable.
Yeah, it's something.
It's so like catastrophe.
Oh, I bet. Well, listen,
speaking of
time.
Was that good?
I have no idea what you just said, if I'm being honest with you. I have literally no idea what you're talking about.
I was trying to act like it's like a different dimension, like, you know, like your sci-fi crap.
Yeah, you weren't even on that realm. I had no idea what you were
saying. Okay, all right, cool, cool. So if you wanted that time back that you just wasted, you can never get it back. Isn't that crazy?
Well, let's talk about time.
And you can't rewind time. And you can't fast forward time. That's what's bizarre about this world.
Okay. We had Parker McCollum come in the show, and that was pretty cool. That was a good time.
Was it?
I don't remember. We're not going on a thing. Yeah, he was great. Parker's a great interview.
Okay.
He talked about like why he wouldn't let his dad help him at the beginning of his career. He shared the, like, sometimes he'll miss the lyrics to his own songs. It's great.
He talked about not letting his dad help him?
Yeah, at the beginning of his career, because he wanted to make sure, like, he got the authentic experience as a new artist.
Oh. Well, what was his dad going to do
for
him?
Were you playing another crossword puzzle?
I honestly have no idea what you're talking about him saying.
Yep, you were.
What did his dad say?
Well, I don't know. You're going to have to go listen to the interview.
I promise you I'm not.
Okay. I have a question for you. I need a thoughts on this.
Okay, thoughts.
And because I need to decide if I'm ever going to maybe do it again, if I keep dating or whatever.
Well, you're going to keep dating. You're not just going to give up on dating.
Well, I mean, like, maybe if I'm, you know, I meet the love of my life tomorrow. I'm just saying.
I doubt it. You're not Abby. You're not Abby.
Hey, I would like to meet the love of my life tomorrow. That'd be cool.
I know, but she'll meet the love of her life tomorrow and then again on Wednesday and then another one on Friday. So.
Okay. Well, here, back to what I would like to ask you about. We have concert events that we get tickets to.
Yeah, concerts.
Yeah. And there's events tied to them stuff sometimes.
Yeah.
But for us, it's kind of work. You get to go and it's really fun, but it's still work.
I guess. Yeah. Okay.
And I had tickets to a show and I didn't have any other time to go on a second date with this guy. So I was like, why?
Second
don't you
date,
just...
breaking news, second date. She may have already met the love of her life.
That's not breaking news. I hate to tell you that. If we get to like fifth date, then you could probably do that. Second date isn't new for me.
Okay, go ahead.
But I decided to bring him to the concert. And I, like, halfway through, like, it's kind of like throwing somebody to the fire, right? Because all these work people are around. A lot of people know you. Like, that was my setting, right? Because I know a lot of people.
Yeah. I mean, that's a big deal for a second date to bring him around work
people.
Yeah,
was that kind of weird? Should I not have done that?
I don't think it's a big deal.
You don't think it's a big deal?
Who cares?
It felt weird. Like, for a while there, I was like, oh, because I felt like everybody was watching me, like, while I was on the second date. And they were, because everyone's like, oh, how is it? How's it going? Like, he'd leave to go to the bathroom or get a drink. And people would be like, how is it? And I'm like, oh, my God, what is happening?
I don't think it's that big a deal. I think people are crazy. No one took a pic. I was a little annoyed by that. Like, figure they would throw the group text, like, hey, here's a pic of Morgan on her date. But no, didn't happen.
I did have listeners come up to me and they're like, kind of looked at him like, who's this guy? They like knew who I was. Yeah. They're like, wait, are you Morgan?
I mean, I think you took him as a little bit of a flex.
I really didn't.
It's okay.
I didn't have any time to go on a date.
You have time. If you want time, you can find time. You can go to a lunch with him.
No, like, there was one night this week that I didn't have anything
going
on.
What about a lunch?
No.
No?
No, he can't.
Oh, he can't go to lunch?
No, he doesn't go to that lunch. He works out somewhere, like, far away to go to work.
Like, he lives out of the city?
I'm not giving too many information.
I'm so confused.
He doesn't work, like, in town kind of situation.
Oh, I got you. So he would not
be in town to go to lunch.
I got you. Okay, I'm going to text you what he does, and then you're going to be like, yep.
I don't think you're going to guess it, because there's a lot of things that could work that's not in town.
No, I got it.
But anyways, so it wasn't an option. Our timing was not matching up. I only had one night off, and he couldn't do that night. So, no, that's not what it is.
I got it. Nailed it.
No, you didn't. You didn't get
it. It's okay.
It's not right. I promise it's not right. Okay. I'm just laughing because you think you know it.
Man, I nailed it. I can see it in your eyes.
Oh, my God. No, you didn't.
Yeah. Let's just say, guys, he likes to skate on ice.
No, he doesn't. He's not an athlete.
No, I call them athletes. I think hockey players are athletes. You may not call them athletes.
Anyways, can we get back to the question that I asked you? Was it weird that I brought him? Should I not bring a date on a second date to a work concert?
I don't think it's a big deal. I think it's fine.
It's fine.
Yeah, it's just like going to a concert. Who cares?
I know. But listen, a lot of people.
Because then you can never take
him
to a concert because you are working or you're around work people. Just who cares?
I know. But like, you know,
like, just live
your
life. You're going to it. So like, it's a good date thing. People like concerts. You get to see how he acts at a concert. Would you rather get 10 dates in than see he's a complete idiot at a concert? And
that's true. I did see a fight at that concert we went to.
I heard.
Wild.
It was great, huh?
Watch the guy get punched in the face and then he was bleeding from his face.
That's pretty cool. I haven't seen a fight in a while.
And the guy who punched the other guy like ran back into the crowd and like blended in so the security couldn't kick him out.
That's legit.
And
people didn't just go like, hey.
Oh yeah, he ended up getting kicked out. People were like, it's that guy. And it was a whole thing. I like watched the whole thing happen.
Why didn't you film it?
I was so in shock that it was happening. It happened in the span of like 3 minutes.
Did your boyfriend go like, oh, I'm going to get in there?
Okay, not my boyfriend.
Oh, sorry.
But
well,
no,
he's a boy.
No, we were both there just sitting there watching.
Did he be like, man, I want to do it? Did he go, that impress you? I'll do it.
No, he did not.
Okay. I'm in.
He's got a good ego. Not a big ego. I like it.
Okay.
You know?
I don't know. I've never met him. I don't know anything about him.
I like a guy that
I just know
have a
that he plays
ego.
Hockey.
He doesn't play hockey.
Okay.
Not a hockey player.
Well, you say he doesn't work here.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, we're moving.
Oh, I know what he does. Hold on. Ah, got it. Ah.
Lunchbox, you're done.
Nope.
You're done.
Am I right?
What? Are you texting me another one?
Yep.
I haven't got it yet.
Yep.
No, he's not a musician
either.
Oh,
yeah, he's an artist.
No, he's not.
Why else wouldn't he be here on the weekends?
All right, moving on.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful Beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper, wear it like no one else.
Bobby called Lady A's request line. He did a little, I think you can call it a prank call, but he was also kind of serious, hoping that they might play one of these songs. And I will let y'all know. I will be sure to prep it because I'm going to the concert.
Are you really?
I am. I'll be there.
I thought you were going to Luke Combs.
That's Saturday. Lady A is Friday night. Which would be last night.
You went last night, so you can't reveal on here.
Guys, it's okay. It's Friday. We're all in on the secret.
I got it. Okay. So you don't want, okay.
Yeah. But I will tell people, well, I'll show prep it and share if any of the songs were played, because I will.
Dang, you're going to have a concert-filled week. You went to Chase Rice.
So many.
You went to Lady A last night. You're going to Luke Combs tonight.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. Do you have any concerts coming up? Because I am in like full concert mode right now.
I don't know any concerts that are coming.
There's none that you have RSVP'd yes to go to?
None have come through.
They have come through. I just don't think you pay attention to
like who's
email.
Coming?
Well, we got Chase Rice that just happened.
Yeah, I didn't go to that.
Lady A.
I didn't go to that last night.
Luke Combs at Nissan.
Yeah, I'm not going to that tonight. Well, how good are your seats?
They're pretty good. And we got access to the press box where you can get food and drink all night.
Yeah, but the problem is up in the press box, you can't hear the songs.
No, but we're not sitting in there.
I know, but go all the way up there and go all the way back down. You miss half the songs.
Well, yeah, you got openers. You don't do it while Luke Combs is on.
Okay, I was going to say, that's what I thought.
Or Lainey Wilson, because she's also opening, and they're both great.
Yeah, so no, I'm not going to that, because I missed the ticket on that one.
You don't pay attention to your email.
I should have gone, though.
You should have. That would have been a good one.
My friend, Amy Zukowski, she grew up right around the corner from me.
That sounds like a Saved by the Bell name.
No, she was in my first grade class, Miss Anderson, Summit Elementary.
Oddly specific.
Yeah. And so she'll be there tonight. She's flying in town with her husband, and they're going to the concert, but I'm not going.
Dang,
so
he looks sad.
No, it's cool. Like,
okay. Well, is there anyone you want to go to, like hoping that it comes through the invite?
Oh, Chris Stapleton. I'll go to that.
Is he on tour again?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Chris Stapleton.
Zach Brown Band. I'd go to that.
Oh, yeah. They're good. They're one of my favorites.
Taylor Swift's coming, but I don't have tickets to that.
I have somebody that asked me if I wanted to go to Sweet for that. So I may be going to T Swift.
Excuse me? Who?
A friend.
Okay.
All my friends work in the industry. What do you want from me?
I already know what friend you're talking about.
It's not the guy.
It's not him.
Who do you think it is?
Your friend that's dating the guy.
No, different one. This one works on a country music label.
Oh. Hillary?
No, it's not Hillary.
Dang it.
It's one of my girlfriends, though.
Dang, man. Yeah, but my cousin's flying in town for that.
So she's staying with you and then she's going to the concert?
It's a him. That was sexist.
Oh, sorry. I definitely thought it was a girl.
That was definitely sexist.
Is he going by himself?
No, he's going with his wife.
Okay, well.
And he's going with his best friend, Brim. Brim's wife and Brim's daughter.
So three out of the five are girls.
Yeah.
I wasn't wrong.
Ah, you called her her.
And well, you didn't say what he was.
I said my cousin, and you said, oh, is she flying in? And I was like,
nah. Yeah, you know what, Lunchbox? I shouldn't have assumed. You're absolutely correct.
I'm just giving you a hard time because it was funny because I would assume it was a chick too. But
it is.
But yeah, I think my wife would like to go to that, but I don't. I mean, I don't have the hookup, so I ain't paying $10,000 to go to it.
I don't either. Somebody else does.
I'm like, guys, can you hook me up? Like, what's the deal? Like, I'm a big deal.
You know what one I really want to go to that I got to find out how I can go to is Shania Twain.
I'm going to that.
Did you end up getting tickets?
Yeah, I mean, well, we shall see.
Maybe.
Because you know who promised me tickets, right?
Breland said he would get you in.
He said he'd get me in. So come July. July what?
I don't know. When is it?
You have to look it up.
Shania Twain. Because it's at the soccer stadium.
Yeah, it's at Geodis. And so you better believe. What is that?
Ooh, inaugural. June. Wait. Yeah, it's June 7th.
June 7th?
Yep.
I will be here. Mm-hmm. I'll be in town. So, I mean, I should be getting, I mean, I'm just saying, I should be going.
I know. I really want to go. I love Shania.
I know you do. So, you want to be my plus one?
No, it's okay. Your wife can go. She'll want to go to that too.
Yeah, she'll probably want to go. I don't know.
I'll find a way in.
All right. You want to babysit my kids while we go?
No, that.
Oh, that's not cool.
That's not cool. You can't do that to me.
Oh, okay.
All right. Any others? I'm trying to help you manifest it. Put it out there. You want to go to a concert?
I have no idea who's on tour.
I don't think Eminem is touring.
No, he's not touring.
That would be like your other one.
Yeah. If Bruno Mars came here, I'd go.
Oh, he's so good.
He is fantastic.
He's one of my favorites. Everybody's always shocked when they're like, who's your favorite concert you've been to? And it's always Bruno.
Yeah, he's just so good. All the horns and stuff. I mean, they're just having
a
party.
It's just like a vibe.
It is a vibe. Let me tell you, I went to saw him on New Year's Eve in Cosmopolitan, Las Vegas. The freaking floor was shaking. It was it was great. It was really good, really entertaining.
Hey, we agree on something. We both agree, like, Bruno is one of the best to see in concert.
Yeah. He's really good.
Look at us agreeing. High five. Good job.
I don't understand. We agree on a lot of things.
Well, we don't typically agree on pop culture things, I've noticed. Like, it's not movies or TV shows or songs.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, we agree in life, but in pop culture, most of the time, no.
No, I think we do.
No.
What do you mean?
You made fun of me for my shows that I watched all the time.
That's true. I did do that.
So I'm proud of us. We found something. Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars, yes.
Okay. Well, also, number two spot this week, which was hilarious, and I am so proud of myself because I finally came in first place with the help of Raymundo in the blind karaoke.
I don't even understand.
I've never gotten first place. Just let me have this.
Okay, go ahead.
You have. Leave me alone. We got it. It was duets edition. Raymundo and I were together. Lunchbox and Abby were together. Yeah, Amy and Eddie were together.
I mean, that was all about getting the song. Like, I didn't get a song that I knew, so I was dead in the water.
Listen, I'm with you, though. The duet song that they had up there were...
I mean, that was brutal. Brutal.
We got lucky with ours, but Ray did not know the beginning, so it's okay.
Yeah, it was... I mean, it was just like, what is going on? Like, I was like, this is who we are. Come together right now over me. I had no idea. And like, I don't know how to do a duet. Like, I thought you sang at the same time and people were getting mad at me saying I sang over Abby.
Sing at the same time sometimes on a duet, but everybody also has an individual part.
But yeah, she did her individual. I did my individual and then I thought we'd sing together. But then when I did, everybody's like, you cut her off. And I'm like, I don't.
I think it's just because your rhythm isn't there. So the way that you came in felt like you were cutting her off. But that's just because you don't have rhythm.
No, I got rhythm.
You don't.
No. I have rhythm. When I'm on the dance floor, I got rhythm.
I wasn't even paying attention to your singing. When I tell you that I want people to go watch a YouTube video of your dance moves during this duet, I was dying because you, your hands, when I tell you, like, you were standing there and they're like, it's like you were pumping the air. And I cannot quit laughing. I wasn't even paying attention to the singing.
Some people just don't get it. I'm just saying. So you think you can dance? Might be my next stop.
Okay. Sure. Whatever you want. The awards are yours.
I know this. I mean,
I'm just telling people to go watch the YouTube video of Blind Karaoke Duets Edition, and particularly watch Lost Rocks' dance moves.
Yeah, hit it up. Maybe you can learn a thing or two. Maybe you got a dance, a wedding coming up. I don't know, a dance off.
A lot of things.
Maybe you can use my moves.
It was a good time, though. I liked the duets version. I thought it was hilarious. I think it was fun.
It was interesting.
It was. Well, that's there. Make sure to go watch it. I promise it'll give you a good laugh. But coming in at the number one spot, Bobby announced ACM nominations.
Again.
Again?
I'm on here again. I'm not number one.
What did you think you were going to be in number one for?
Heck if I know anything.
Just anything?
Yeah.
Did you think that anything was going to be either the ACM nominations happening or Blind Karaoke? Anything you did this week. Just logistically look at this week and tell me honestly.
Here's the thing. I can't logistically look at this week. Because I have no idea what we did this week.
Okay, see, exactly. So you just sit over there and be okay. We got some random questions to answer, though, because the ACM nominations, it was super fun in studio. Miranda Lambert called in. Jordan Davis called in. It was just fun all the way around to have that moment. And that was the first time Bobby's ever done that and announced them on the radio. And it was just a cool experience. So super fun. That whole video is up on YouTube. And there's pictures all over social media. But lunch, we're answering random questions now. You ready?
Yep.
What's a passive-aggressive word you use when everything isn't fine, but you're trying to pretend like it is fine?
A passive-aggressive word?
Yeah, so like my word, I use, if somebody says something to me and I'm not happy about it, but I'm trying to be okay, I'm just like, okay. I don't say, normally like my okay that's normal is okay, and I'll do like an exclamation point, like, okay, cool. But if I'm passive-aggressively saying something and I'm not happy about it, I say okay, like O and a K.
Okay.
That's my like passive-aggressive way of responding to something.
Maybe I say, that's cool.
Ooh, is that your passive-aggressive way of responding?
That's cool.
Ooh, now I'm going to watch for that. Whenever you say
I have no idea what I say. I'm just coming. I had to answer it, so I just had to. That's what I came up with.
So possible.
Possible. That could be one of my arsenal.
Okay. Okay, I like it. I'm thinking on it. I think that's possible for you. Because yeah. I'm remembering all the times you've answered things. And if I've ever seen you, you're not very good at being passive aggressive. You're either just like chill or you go full aggressive.
Okay. Yeah. See, I don't understand why you're going to be passive aggressive. Like if you want to be aggressive, just be aggressive. Like why do we want to play games and be passive aggressive? If you don't like it, say it.
Okay. Which one would you prefer? Have no nose, but have really good smelling fingers? Or be blind, but have a really nice smile.
Oh, have no nose. That's simple. I want to see the world.
I'm trying to picture myself.
No. There is no answer that can be. Being blind is so hard.
Mm.
I couldn't even. Oh, that's terrible.
That's probably true, but I'm trying to picture us both without nose, and it just feels very weird.
No, it feels weird because you don't see it, but I'm saying I would rather not have a nose. I'd rather be able to see.
Okay, which one would you choose? Be alive forever.
Yes.
As long as,
that's
hold
it.
On.
That's it. There's no other
Actually,
choice.
Actually, hold on. You gotta let me finish
No, there is no other choice. Hold I wanna on. Be alive forever.
Which one would you choose? Be alive and alone or about to die with a group of friends?
Alive and alone.
Oh, you'd rather be like a-
Hell Mr. yes, hell yes, hell yes. I can't even, no, no.
Ooh, this is a tricky one. Do you think if anything-
No, you didn't even answer.
I know, I'm going through like an article here.
No, what is your answer?
I don't think I want to be alone. I think that may be then I'd be really depressed.
No, you'd be living forever. You'd find something to do.
By myself all the time.
Go play golf.
I'm going to tell you right now, loneliness has been a thing in this season of life and it is not fun.
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean.
You can only play golf so many times.
No, you can't. You can go swimming. You can go on a boat ride. Airplane ride. You can go do anything. Okay. If you're alive, you can do a lot of things.
All right. Do you think if anything is possible, It's still possible for anything to be impossible?
I don't even understand the question.
Do you think if anything is possible? You
know, well, I don't think anything is possible. I could never play in the NBA.
Can you just go with the questions?
Okay.
Do you think if anything is possible, it's still possible for anything to be impossible?
I still don't understand the question. Can you break it down to me?
I don't know. I'm just reading like
You don't understand the question either, do you?
I think I do. Because if anything, like somebody says a phrase, if anything, everything's
possible. Anything is possible!
They're wondering, because if anything is possible, is it still possible for anything to be impossible? So they're basically saying, because you believe that everything is possible, that means...
That nothing is impossible.
Yeah.
But there are things that are impossible.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, so I don't think I agree with that question.
Yeah, I don't agree, because there's, like...
We got there.
It was impossible for me to make the NBA. It didn't matter how hard I worked, I was not going to make the NBA.
Mm, yeah.
I was never going to play quarterback in the NFL, no matter how hard I worked. That was impossible.
That's true. I get you. Thank you, I'm out. If you could choose one song to play every time you walked into a room, what song are you choosing? You want me to let you think about it? Because I got one.
No, Return of the Mac. Return of the Mac.
Of all the songs?
Or... I'm too sexy for my shirt.
Okay,
too sexy for my shirt.
I was like, Return of the Mac. Why would you choose that? And then the second answer was more accurate with what I expected you to respond.
But you know what a Mac is, right? You don't know what that is.
Is that a ladies' man?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I just had to think on it for a second.
Wow. That's why you didn't get it. That's why you didn't get the reference. I feel old.
It is a little bit outdated. Mine would be Shania Twain. Let's go, girls. Every time that comes on, you just want to run through a wall.
No, never. When I've heard that song, I've never thought, man, I want to run through that wall right there.
You've got to be kidding me. You've never just wanted to run through a wall when she says this?
No, I promise.
Hold on.
All right, what's the next one?
Hold on.
Nope, there is no hold on. These are five.
I just need to play the very beginning of this.
You can't play it on here.
I can play a 5-second clip because it's the beginning.
Let's go, girls.
Yeah. See, you can't tell me that doesn't make you want to run through a wall.
Nope. Okay. What's the last one or next one?
Okay. Let's see. Why is sandwich meat round when bread is square?
I don't know if it's really round. It's more.
It is round though. Like especially like meat is.
Bologna is, but like when you go to the deli counter, like they slice it. It's long. Mm-hmm. I don't see you can fold it. I have no idea.
Yeah, me neither. Listen, I'm just going off random questions.
I mean, I like it.
Which would be the nicest if animals could talk? So, like, which animal would be the nicest if they could talk? I feel like it'd be dogs.
Well, yeah, because we all like dogs. We hang around dogs. Turtles are probably pretty nice.
Or sloths.
No.
They're so chill.
I think actually turtles would be grumpy because they always, like, hide in their shell and they don't want to be bothered.
Yeah, see, I think sloths, they just move slow and they just like chill in the trees.
Yeah, I'm going to go with dog because that's the easy answer and I don't know any other animal. I can't even think about like what, because you don't interact with very many other animals, so you don't think they're going to be very nice.
If you punch yourself in the face and it hurts, are you weak or strong?
Oh, you're strong because you freaking hit yourself. It's like, damn, that's a strong punch. Your hand's strong, your face is weak. That's the way I look at it.
If there's an ambulance on its way to save someone and it knocks down somebody, would it stop to help them?
No.
You think it'd just go on the way to helping the person they were originally meant to help?
100%. You can't just abandon the call because they've already said I'm responding to that one.
Ooh.
So then they got to call in that one and someone has to respond to that one. That's 100%.
Okay.
What do you think?
Yeah, I feel like that's, but I don't, there's a big ethical dilemma there. I think they would stop because they'd be like, we're literally EMT. We can help this person right now.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think my answer is right.
Okay, let me find one to like a good one. Let me see here. Okay. No, I don't want to ask you that. Which superpower would you not want? That's what we're ending on.
Okay, what superpower would I not want? Yep. What are my choices?
There's no, like, endless. Like, if you get an endless supply and there's, you can get pick anyone you want, which one are you definitely not choosing?
I don't know enough of them, so I would say whatever Ant-Man's is, it's stupid because it's a stupid movie.
You don't want to be able to go small and big and go into quantum realms?
No. I'm good. I don't know what a quantum realm is, so no.
Also, of all the superhero movies to watch, the fact that you know about Ant-Man is crazy. cracks me up.
You want to know why?
Why?
Because we were on a cruise and they played it on the deck.
Mm-hmm.
And so I saw it and I didn't know what it was and it was terrible. And so that's how I know what Ant-Man is. So my one is I don't want to be Ant-Man.
Well, you're not going to like my answer. Because if I can have all the others and not have one, or there's one I'm not picking, it's I'm not going to be Batman and I'm not going to be rich.
Well, it's not a superpower.
That's his superpower. That's genuinely what Batman's superpower
is. Oh, my God. That is not his... Oh, my God.
Look it up online. That is in a movie, he straight up says, like, my superpower is that I'm really, really rich.
No, I can't.
You can't agree with that one?
I can't agree with that one.
You can't get on board?
No.
That's because you don't get it. But the reason I would, because then I could fly, I could be invisible, I could be really fast. And I would choose those over being the rich superhero.
Well, you could still be rich.
Oh, yeah, I could still.
You could still be rich and just not have something else like be Ant-Man. I mean, I'd rather be rich than be able to get small and big. I mean, let's just get real.
I mean, I'm just thinking about it, though. Like, all the superpowers are pretty freaking cool.
Yeah.
Like, I want to travel through time. I want to go fast. I want to fly. I want to be invisible.
Yeah, that's fine. But being big and small makes no difference. Like, when do you need to be small?
Ooh, because you could be like a fly on the wall.
Oh, my gosh.
You want to be in a situation.
You can be invisible. You don't need to be a fly on the wall.
That's fair. You got a fair point.
I'm so smart.
You're so smart.
Yeah.
All right, Lunchbox. Tell people where they can find you.
Radio Lunchbox on all the socials and the Sore Losers podcast. It's just Ray and myself. And Eddie quit on us, so we really could use the support from you guys. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, it may not be good anymore. We don't know. We're just trying our best.
Well, I'm really
trying
to figure it out. You guys are going through a divorce.
Yeah, a divorce is really hard. Like, everybody on the show is getting divorced now.
Okay, that did not need to be said.
I'm just saying, it's sad.
Go listen to the Sore Losers for the sake of Lunchbox's sanity, clearly.
Yeah, and happy Saturday. I'm going to go home to my family now. They've been waiting on me all day.
Not all day. Y'all, thanks for hanging out with us. I hope you guys have a great weekend. You can follow me at WebGirlMorgan on all the things, or the show at Bobby Bone Show. But I hope your weekend is fabulous. Enjoy, hopefully, some sunshine. We love you. Bye.
Bye.
Bobby Bone.
The Bobby Bone Show.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.